you so much, Eric. We appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I can't get my mind off this Crystal Lake story. Ryan Burrow is in the studio with us to keep us up to date. No real new developments at this point.
Well, here's what we've got from Crystal Lake Police today. They're searching Lippold Park again in Crystal Lake, not too far from where the boy disappeared. They started the search yesterday, but the weather got kind of bad in the afternoon, so they stopped. They're continuing that search right now. They continue to use sonar teams on boats in all of the waterways, not just Crystal Lake Beach, but you know, all of the various other places, retention ponds, where unfortunately someone may be if they were hidden in one form or another. They're using planes overhead to search various areas as well. They did just today release some of that 911 tape from the initial call AJ's dad placed immediately after saying he couldn't find the boy
in the morning.
In the tape, I've listened to the whole thing. I mean, he said, you know, they woke up. He was not there. He had seen him at 9:30 the night before, and then they did go out. At least he says he went out and canvassed the neighborhood. Went to a nearby gas station where they occasionally got treats. Went to a nearby park, which may be Lippold Park. I'm not exactly sure. And even went and spoke to some people to see if they had seen him. And at that point, no one had seen him. So they released that tape. They continue to ask anyone in the Crystal Lake area if they've got any surveillance video on the sides of their homes, maybe doorbell video or anything like that, especially in that neighborhood, to pass that along between April 15th and April 19th. Now, the 15th is a little early, but maybe they just want to kind of see movements of cars and vehicles and things like that, to pass that along, and they'll take a look at that and see if maybe they can piece together something, find that missing clue.
Ryan, the mother is petitioning to get custody back right now of the younger boy.
3 years old, yeah, Parker.
What are the chances of that at this point?
Don't know. That's going to be her effort. She was supposed to be, and we'll find out what happened. She was actually supposed to be in court earlier this morning for a traffic hearing. This is nothing
totally
pressing.
Unrelated.
I mean, this is related to a December 18th traffic stop, apparently driving with an invalid license. We're talking about a fine of like $150 or something, but she didn't show up to court. She was supposed to show up to traffic court today. Don't know if she did that or not. But this afternoon is when the protective custody hearing will take place, and the attorney for her says that he will speak after.
You know, it's just a catch-22 situation, because you don't want a child to be not with their parents, but then if their parents can't take care of them, it's just such a terrible situation. I hope they find this little AJ. And the 911 calls, was it panic-stricken? Was it, because, you know, if just imagine being a parent, you wake up, you've put your kid to bed, there is no kid to be found, you would be freaking out.
Hey, Eric, are you listening right now?
Yes.
Yeah, Eric, I'm wrong.
Okay. If you pull up one of the L numbers, we might be able to. Can we play some of that? There's one that's, I think, like 17 seconds long. Well, any one of the two, and we can listen to a little bit of.
Here's AJ's father after he went missing.
We canvassed the neighborhood. Yeah, I went to the local park, the local gas station down here where we sometimes take him to buy treats. I spoke with the assistant principal over there at the school where the park is, and they haven't seen Kim or any other child.
Would you be acting that calm, cool, and collected if you couldn't find your kid? Please be honest. I'm not pointing fingers or saying anything, but a reaction speaks volumes. I would be freaking out.
I think part of it might be if there's a history of him doing this sort of thing. Most kids don't have that kind of history, but maybe, just maybe, his kid from time to time got up earlier than the rest of the family and went out and did stuff.
I put little slidey locks high up on our front and back door, because that was my biggest fear, is once these kids got out of their, you know, crib and were in a toddler bed, the kids get up early. I don't know why they get up early. There's nothing fun going on that time, but that was my biggest fear.
I can tell you that in panic situations, and we've all been in them before, you know,
you usually need
someone to be calm, cool, and collected.
It's
and not hysterical. Yeah, well, and that might be part of it too. This might be his personality. I mean, you don't need two hysterical parents yelling. You know, he's telling authorities, look, this is what we've done so far, this is where we've looked. So
pretty calm though, guys.
Ryan, yeah, I don't know what you can read out of that.
I don't know either.
We had the development the other day that they brought these dogs in, and the dogs sniffed around the area, and they said that they're going to rule out abduction, and they're going to rule out the boy, AJ, just walking off. Mm-hmm. Is that 100% foolproof?
That's what they I mean, that's what their assumption is. That's where their investigation's at right now. Usually they don't tell things like that to us unless they've ruled it out completely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were getting a lot of questions right away. Why didn't you issue an Amber Alert? You know, wasn't there a mass call at that point? And that was their explanation, is they believe that the home is a crime scene, and they believe that he was not abducted. So that's kind of where the investigation is.
You know, sorry, my 5-year-old doesn't walk out of the house at nighttime by himself, that his parents or somebody in the house did something. This is 630. I know people whose kids walked out at that age, and sure, sometimes even younger. They see a parent walking in and out of the house, and they go to explore. They're not trying to do anything mean. It does happen. It can happen.
It doesn't sound like, at least police don't believe that that's what happened in this case, though. So
the mother had said the other day, or her lawyer had said, that she's no longer cooperating with police. Has that changed at all since? Or
no, not. And we're hoping to get some more from the attorney today after that that protective custody hearing. He said that he will talk. They don't know if she's going to talk. They said that she's distraught, emotional, physical. I mean, I can imagine, regardless
sure
of how
is.
Anyone is yeah. right now over the last 6 days, she's been through a lot, so he doesn't know whether or not she's going to speak. But as far as we know, she's still not cooperating with authorities.
A strange way to play it.
Yeah. I mean,
no matter how upset she is, if you're the parent of a child who's missing, wouldn't you go out of your way to cooperate?
Well, even if they thought you were a suspect, at that point, if you weren't, you'd be like, I don't care. Think what you want. We got to find the kid. Yeah. That's top priority.
But it was her attorney who said that he advised her that he thought that she was being considered a suspect at that point, and that's when he told her to stop speaking with
them. Yeah, but at that point, nothing personal, but priority one is finding this kid. So whether you're a suspect or not, work with the police, do everything you can to help find the child, and then deal with everything afterwards, you would think.
You would think.
You would almost think.
Yeah.
Ryan, thank you for your time on this. Really
no
appreciate
problem.
It. It's Ryan Burrow from our newsroom. We'll take a break, and then John Williams stops by with some news. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy.
And coming up, the stories that matter. Oh, wait, I don't have to tell you that. I want to tell you about something else.
I still matter, Wendy.
Well,
come on. Eric Rung matters, Wendy.
Eric Rung will have the stories that matter from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
All
but
right.
Wait, that's not coming up now. We have something coming up on the stream. You can hear us talk about what's hot and what's cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Today, there's been a new Guinness World Record that was broken for a really weird thing.
Ah.
And we'll tell you about that. That's coming up afternoon, 720 WGN.